The Night Cafe Radio Show.
Dear breadwinner, now as we approach the end of another year, I wanted to take a moment to reflect on the journey we have all been through, well, the journey you have been through, and to express my gratitude to each and every one of you, especially to that person who wakes up every day. They're exhausted, but they get ready and they wait in traffic for long periods of time till they get to work. They spend the entire day in a job that they probably hate, with people they don't even like, taking all the crap off the outside world just to make money to run a household. I'm talking about that mum or dad that goes out for night shifts in what has become an absolutely dangerous country at nights for anyone to be out. Working all day, every day, all night, every night, including public holidays. Bearing the brunt of a manager who doesn't even know how to do his job properly. Not to mention the brunt of your family, especially when you cannot get them what they want. This year, 2023, has been full of ups and downs, challenges and triumphs. But through it all, you have remained a strong, resilient person. And I know as December comes, your family, or more especially your children, your child, is going to be expecting a great gift. And I also know as a parent, you may be heartbroken because the only thing you could probably afford is to put a square meal on the table. After paying all your debt that was taken throughout the year, debt that you had to take in order to keep your home running. But I want to tell you, it's okay. It's okay to rest, and it's definitely okay to not be able to do something if you cannot do it. You may think your child will be disappointed just because mom couldn't buy him or dad couldn't buy him that toy. But that disappointment will one day turn into understanding, and it'll also be a lesson. What we fail to teach our children anymore is the valuable lessons of life that will turn them into good human beings when they get older. And children are more spoiled than ever now. And hey, if you have the money, by all means, give your kids what you couldn't have. But at the same time, teach them responsibility and accountability whilst you're at it. Teach them that they can lose everything in a click of a finger. Teach them that in an instant, if they are not careful, things can go horribly wrong. But more importantly, teach them what to do when they find themselves in a tough situation, especially financially. It's going to happen one day. And we are breeding children who won't even survive once they go out into the real world. Anyways, I stray a bit. To our breadwinners out there, all our breadwinners, I know that it's hard sometimes, but I want to thank you. Thank you for braving the storms that you do for people. Thank you for sometimes you may be taken for granted. Thank you for dealing with that. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you for your sacrifices. Thank you for putting up with everyone else's needs above your own. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Grandmom and Granddad. Aunt, uncle, whoever is the breadwinner in your home. Now, the upcoming holiday provides us with an opportunity to come together, to celebrate and to cherish the moments we have shared. It is a time to reconnect with loved ones, to show appreciation to one another, and to create lasting memories. And the holiday season is a time of joy, but it can also be a time of stress and pressure. Therefore, it is important for us to remember the true essence of these holidays. Love, kindness, and gratitude. Let us focus on these things that truly matter. The love we share, the support we give, and the moments of togetherness that warm our hearts. In the midst of the holiday rush, it is very easy to get caught up with the materialistic aspect of the season. However, let us not forget that the most valuable gifts we can give are not wrapped in shiny paper and adorned with bows. They are gifts of time, understanding, and compassion. Let us take the time to listen to one another, to offer a helping hand, and to be present in the moment. Before you pick up that phone to worry about taking a picture, stop and feel just in that moment what it's like to love. And as we gather around the table for festive meals and we exchange gifts, let us also remember those who may be less fortunate. This is a time to extend our generosity beyond our own household and reach out to those in need. Whether it is through volunteering, donating, or simply offering a kind word, let's make a positive impact in the lives of others. In closing, I want to express my gratitude to each and every one of you who go out there, our breadwinners, our backbones in our home. We are grateful for everything that you have done for us. We're grateful for the memories that we have created together just because you were able to keep our household running. And as we embrace the upcoming holidays, let us do so with open hearts, kindness, and spirit of gratitude. May this time be a time of joy, love, and peace for each and every one of us. To that breadwinner in your home, tell them thank you. You might not even know if they're going to be here tomorrow. That is all. Lotus FM. Yeah. Share the experience.